all decisions will be based on this standard.
那有的人也许比较清高一点,
maybe someone of more morally high.
他说我不看钱,
I don't like money.
我有理想,
I am an idealist.
我要追求优秀,
I want to pursue
excellence.
Excellence.
但是无论你用什么成为你夸口,
whatever you want to boast of,
如果不是以主成为你的夸口,
if God is not your center of boasting,
你一生的努力,
your whole life's labor,
都是枉然,
will be in vain.
这前面的四章圣经,
these four chapters of 1 Corinthians,
第一章他专注的重点,
the first chapter emphasis,
是如果你是以基督为中心,
if truly you are Christ-centered,
你的教会应该是什么样子?
What sort of church would it be like?
以主为中心的教会是什么样子?
A Christ-centered church will be like this.
第二章告诉我们,
and then chapter 2 tells us,
以主为中心的智慧是什么样子?
Christ-centered wisdom will be like this.
我们今天读的这章圣经,
the chapter we have just read,
以主为中心的侍奉是什么样子?
Christ-centered service would be like this.
Ministry.
A ministry would be like this.
第四章告诉我们,
and then chapter 4,
以主为中心的侍奉的人是什么样子?
And Christ-centered man of ministry, God's people.
Minister.
Minister.
所以如果你把这四个最基本的真理掌握好了,
if you can grasp the meaning of these four important truths,
你在读哥林多前书后面所有面对的难处,
then you continue to study all the problems are displayed in the following chapters.
你有一个很清楚的方向,
you have a very clear direction.
如果这四章没有懂,
but if you don't understand these four chapters,
你后面读了一大堆,
and you come across all sorts of issues,
你发现在教会的侍奉里面,
you'll find that the, when you serve in the church,
在你生活的里面,
in your daily living,
你碰到好多的难处,
there are so many problems you would encounter.
你发觉哥林多前书不能够帮助你解决问题,
you'll find that 1 Corinthians cannot help me.
因为那一些的例子,
because all these examples,
不过是用来解释前面这四章的原则,
are there indeed to explain the principles laid down in the four chapters.
那我们这一次有两个晚上,
we have two evenings this time,
我们就要专注在第三章,
we are going to concentrate on chapter 3,
看看以主为中心的侍奉是怎么回事。
Let's check what is God-centered ministry looks like.
第一节说,
chapter 3 verse 1,
弟兄们,
brothers,
我从前对你们说话,
I could not address you as spiritual,
不能把你们当作属灵的, 只得把你们当作属肉体在基督里为婴孩的,
but as worldly mere infants in Christ.
我是用奶喂你们,
I gave you milk,
没有用饭喂你们,
not solid food,
那时你们不能吃,
for you were not yet ready for it,
就是如今还是不能,
indeed you are still not ready.
保罗在叫他们什么?
What? How did Paul address them?
保罗叫他们弟兄们,
brothers,
如果你还记得哥林多前书的第一章和第二章,
if you remember first two chapters of 1 Corinthians,
保罗对哥林多的弟兄姐妹的称呼,
how did Paul address the brothers and sisters in Corinth?
有的是在基督里的,
in Christ,
是弟兄们,
brothers,
是圣徒,
saints,
是属神的人,
God belonging to men, people of God, men of God,
弟兄们,
brothers,
弟兄们的含义包括了这么多,
this is the meaning conveyed by the term brothers.
保罗对着弟兄们说,
now Paul said, brothers,
我以前对你们说话是不能把你们当作属灵的,
I couldn't address you as spiritual in the past,
就是现在还是不能,
but even now I still can't address you as spiritual.
保罗心中有一个何等大的叹息,
as a, such a sighing inside Paul,
这些人不是属灵的,
these brothers, they are not spiritual,
他们是属肉体的,
they are fleshy,
请注意,
of the flesh, please pay attention,
这里的属肉体,
this term referring them as worldly here,
carnal,
carnal,
跟第二章末了属血气的。
And referring to the end of chapter 2, again addressing them as carnal.
No,
fleshy.
Fleshy.
Yeah, flesh.
是不一样的。
Different. This is carnal, the other chapter 2 is flesh, of the flesh.
二章末了讲的那一个属血气的。
End of chapter 2, referring them as belonging to the flesh.
那里是指着一帮没有得救的人。
Back then, Paul was referring to those unsaved people.
原文是讲到天然人
natural man
是一个在亚当里的人
man still in Adam
是没有神的生命的人
without the life of God
这里属肉体的
but here it refers to carnal
是属神的人
they already belong to God
他们是弟兄们
they are brothers
他们是有永恒的生命的
they have eternal life inside them
所以你从这里就看见一个重要的原则。
Now you can see a very important principle.
在神的百姓里面
,among God's people,
两种人
,two types of men.
一种人叫属灵的
,one spiritual,
一种叫属肉体的
,one carnal.
什么叫属灵的呢
?What does it mean being spiritual?
就是这个人的思想
,this man's thinking,
言语
,his words,
行为
,his deeds,
都是被圣灵所管制
Controlled and governed by the Holy Spirit
什么叫属肉体的呢
What does it mean being carnal?
就是这个人的思想行为观念
His thinking, his attitude, his deeds
全是被自己所掌控
Governed and controlled by himself
保罗在这里告诉我们
Paul is telling us here
属肉体的人有一个等号
Characteristic or equality of a man being carnal,
就是在基督里为婴孩的。
They are infants in Christ.
什么叫婴孩
？What does it mean by being an infant?
就是小 baby.
This little baby.
小 baby 的特点是什么
？And the characteristic of a little baby,
就是百分之百的以自我为中心。
It is 100% self-centered.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹说。
I always explain to brothers and sisters.
我没有听说过
I've never heard.
谁家的小 baby?
Any baby in anyone's house.
晚上两点钟醒来了
At 2 o'clock in the midnight, when he wakes up,
肚子饿
hungry,
他想一想
he will think.
爸爸妈妈太累了
Our mom and dad are too tired.
我不要吵他们。
I'd rather not to disturb them.
我忍耐一下吧。
I will just, be patient.
你们见过这样的 baby 吗
?Have you ever seen such a baby?
没有。
Never.
他饿了他就哭。
He's hungry, he will cry.
他尿不湿了他就哭。
He wet his diaper, he will cry.
他希望你帮他做什么事他就哭。
Whatever he wants to do anything from you, he will cry.
你如果做得太慢他就哭得很凶的给你看
If you are slow, he will cry even harder and harder.
我常常说
I often say,
还好小 baby 手上没有枪
Oh, it's good that little baby hasn't got a gun in his hand.
如果你敢让我哭这么久还不来伺候我
What is his attitude? I've been crying for so long, you're still not ready.
如果他有枪
If he's got a gun,
很多父母都已经毙了
I'm sure many parents would have been killed.
同意吗
You agree?
因为 baby 是百分之百的以自我为中心
Because babies are 100% self-centered.
他不会想别人的
They would never think about others.
他做的任何事都是为自己
Whatever actions, all of themselves.
在基督里做婴孩的
But now, infants or babies in Christ
是不是也是这样呢
Are they the same?
我们为什么读经
Why do we need to study the Bible?
为什么祷告
Why pray?
为什么服侍
Why serve?
为自己
For your own sake
同意吗
Do you agree?
不点头就是法利赛人嘛
If you don't nod your head, you are just Pharisees
别的不说了
I don't want to mention other things
你有胆量把你每一天跟主祷告的事情写下来
If you were bold enough to write down everything you have prayed to the Lord during the day
然后请你告诉我
And then you come and tell me
你所有的祷告里面
All your prayers
有没有1%?
Is there only 1%?
不是为自己。
Not concerning yourself.
不多。
Not many.
对吧？
Is that right?
如果 5%，
or if there are 5%，
哇，你圣人啊。
You're already saints.
从我们的祷告，
from our prayers，
你就很清楚的看清楚我们是一个道道地地的属肉体的。
You can clearly tell yourself that you truly 100% are carnal.
我们真的都是为自己。
We all live for ourselves.
请问你在教会诸般的侍奉里面，
Now in all the ministries in the church,
你最在乎的是哪一个？
Which ministry you really care most?
肯定是你干的那一个。
Of course, it is the one that you are involved in.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
为什么？
Why?
属肉体嘛。
You're carnal.
这是我们的特点。
This is our characteristic.
属肉体的人还有第二个特点。
And then second characteristic of the carnal Christian.
他只能喝奶。
They can only drink milk.
哎，奶不是坏事哦。
It's good. Milk are good.
圣经里面有没有说我们应该要渴慕那个纯净的牛奶？
But the Bible tells us that we need to be very hungry for the pure milk.
有吧？
Milk. Yeah.
有哈。Baby 喝奶是正常。
It's normal and healthy for a baby to cry for milk.
但是如果一个 baby 只喝奶，
But if a baby can only take milk.
而且是很久以后还只喝奶
and still staying in for a long time can only drink milk
有没有问题？
Any problem?
大问题啊！
Big problem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人属灵的胃口，
Your spiritual appetite
就显明出一个人属灵生命的成熟度，
Reveals your maturity spiritually.
你注意到有一些弟兄姐妹他很爱某一类的讲道。
You know, certain brothers and sisters, they always want to listen to certain type of messages.
哎呀，好安慰啊。
I got so much comfort from them.
哦哟，给我好大的鼓励啊。
So much encouragement I received from it.
你就知道问题来了。
Then you know there's a problem.
因为神的话不是只有安慰和鼓励嘛。
Because the word of God is not only comforting or encouraging.
神的话要在多方多面的建造我们。
The word of God will build us from many aspects.
Baby 他对着奶以外任何的食物没有胃口。
Babies have only appetites for milk and nothing else.
但是主的话，
But the word of God,
主的话是干粮。
The word of God is solid food.
是干粮啊。
It's solid food.
你有兴趣吗？
Are you interested?
你会发觉很多弟兄姐妹就没有兴趣。
You'll find many brothers and sisters not interested at all.
为什么？
Why?
It's baby 嘛。
Because they are babies.
第三节告诉我们。
And then verse 3 tells us.
你们是 carnal.
You're still carnal.
你们是属肉体的。
You belong to the flesh.
怎么知道你是属肉体的？
How do I know?
因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。
Because there are jealousies and quarreling among yourselves.
这岂不是属乎肉体吗？
Are you not carnal then?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你怎么知道你是属肉体的？
How can you tell you are carnal?
你怎么知道？
How can you tell?
你就问问你自己里面有没有嫉妒。
Just ask, examine yourself, do you have jealousy?
有没有纷争？
Or quarreling?
这个 baby 啊。
A baby.
有一个很特别的事情
Very special about a baby
就是很小的 baby
Even very tiny baby
不会讲话的 baby
Even before they start to speak
他很快就知道什么叫做我的
Very quickly, soon they will know what things belong to me
而且他觉得他看得到的东西都是我的
Indeed, they think everything in their eyesight within their eyesight belong to them
你有没有看过两个不会走路的 baby?
Have you ever seen two babies still not able to crawl?
可以抢玩具。
But they will be fighting for toys.
见过吗？
Have you seen them?
哦，我见过。
I have.
哇，真精彩。
Really a scene.
哇，那个战争打起来是不得了的。
The warfare is so fierce.
为什么？
Why?
我的。
That's mine.
你知道这个 baby 还有一个好特别的地方。
And also something very special thing about a baby.
不只是我的。
Not only this is mine.
它有一个嫉妒。
And there's a jealousy.
什么叫嫉妒呢？
What is jealousy?
嫉妒就是我绝对不能够接受你的比我的好。
I can never accept the fact that yours is better than mine.
不可以的。
It's not possible.
有没有看过两个小孩子吵架？
Have you ever heard two boys or young people quarreling?
吵来吵去吵什么呢？
Keep quarreling whole day.
哦，就是我怎么，我们家什么东西比你家好？
You know, my home, things in my house is better than the things in your home.
最后说我爸爸也比你爸爸好。
And then my daddy is better than your daddy.
然后我就听过一个小孩吵，两个小孩吵架。
I've heard one, two boys quarreling.
那个小孩就很生气。
Very upset.
你爸爸有什么好？
What is good about your daddy?
你爸爸哪一点比我爸爸好？
What things about your daddy better than my daddy?
然后那个小孩就说，
And the other boy said,
我爸爸比你爸爸胖。
My daddy is fatter than your daddy.
我听了就昏倒。
Everyone almost fainted.
就他就是觉得我一定要讲出来一个我就是比你好。
They want to say something that mine is better than yours.
这是一个很大的问题啊。
Now this is a big problem.
你不要以为我们在教会里面服侍的人就没有这个问题啊。
Don't assume that people serving in the church have got no this problem.
如果你负责一个团契，
If you're responsible for this ministry,
开始的时候二十人，
Originally starting with 20 people.
另外一个弟兄负责另外一个团契，
Or another brother responsible for another fellowship or group.
也是二十人
，and starting with 20 people.
两年、三年过去了
，2-3 years passed.
人家那个二十人的团契变成五十个
，that 20 originally fellowship becomes 50.
你的二十个人现在变十个
，and your 20 originally becoming 10 only.
你猜你会说什么
？What would you feel? Guess.
属灵的是不看人数的。
Would you say, oh, we don't care about numbers?
Amen.
Amen.
这我们的专长嘛。
This is what we normally would say.
那一定是用世界的方法去吸引人的。
Oh, that fellowship must be using worldly methods to just draw people in.
听过没有？
Have you heard that?
都听过嘛哈。
You have all heard about that.
为什么会说这样的话？
Why would you say this?
嫉妒啊。
Jealousy.
嫉妒啊
，just jealousy。
神在有一些人的身上
，you know, in certain men, God
给他物质上的丰富
，would give prosperity and outward abundance。
会不会让你嫉妒
？Would that cause jealousy in you？
有的时候也会嘛，对吧
？Yeah, we will。
哎，没有我聪明
，it's not as clever as I。
也没有我努力
，and not as diligent as I。
他凭什么
？By what means would he？
哇，他现在就这么有钱
？He's so much richer than me，
就比我还有钱
，much richer than me。
那你心里怎么想呢
？How would you feel inside？
你心里想什么了不起的
？Well, you would despise like nothing. That's nothing.
那个没有永恒的价值
，that's useless. No eternal value.
没有永恒的价值里面还是很酸的很奇怪哦。
You know, yes, there's no eternal value, but you still feel very sour about it.
对吧
?Is that right?
我儿子高中毕业那一年。
You know, my son, when he finished high school,
他是差一点高中毕不了业的。
He almost couldn't pass graduation, high school.
可是很奇怪。
But amazingly.
那个时候在我们教会里面
Back then in our church,
有五六个跟他一样年龄的
there are 5-6 of his age.
在青年团契是跟他一起长大的
they grew up together in youth group.
然后他们的父母就来告诉我
and their parents came to see me.
哎呀，感谢赞美主啊
Oh, thank and praise the Lord.
我们家女儿进了 Yale.
Well, my son or my girl went to Yale University.
另外一个就说，哎呀。感谢主啊 我的孩子就去了 MIT
My son has gone to MIT
另外一个就说他去了 Princeton
Princeton University
哎，你说我听到这种话要说什么呢
You know when I heard these comments How should I respond
我们这些属假属灵的人呢、啊、
？We hypocrites.
我们就会说，哎呀，感谢赞美主
啊、oh, ！We say, oh, praise and thank the Lord.
是不是啊
？Should we?
但里面心里在想什么
？But deep inside, what was my feeling?
哇，里面说不出来的滋味哦。
Wow, really indescribable.
因为我儿子没有大学念呢、啊。
Because my son hasn't got.
人家去了那么好的大学啊。
They are going all to the best university.
难受吧？
Is it hard feeling?
Oh, 真难受。
Really difficult.
嫉妒
Jealousy.
你知道嫉妒证明什么吗
You know what does jealousy prove?
嫉妒证明我们里面没有爱。
It proves we don't have love inside.
听清楚啊。
Listen.
有一次我到外面去讲道。
Once I was preaching outside.
所以我请了一个传道人。
I invited another preacher with me.
到我们教会来讲道。
Okay, came to my church to preach.
等我从外面回来。
So when I returned from other place,
我们教会有一个姐妹。
There was a sister in my church.
非常天真可爱。
Very lovable, very simpleton.
Naive.
Naive. Naive.
刘弟兄啊
，Hey brother Liu,
你从哪里找来这个传道人啊
？Where did you?Find this preacher.
你以前怎么没有请他
Why didn't you invite him earlier?
我说为什么
I'd ask why. What happened?
哦，你不知道，你不在这个礼拜，他讲的有多棒啊
You know, you don't know when you are not here, the preacher spoke so well.
讲到这里，我已经是有一点点的味道不太好了，对吧
When she said that, I already felt something inside.
哇，这个姐妹下面给我加一句
And then the sister continued.
比你讲的还好啊
It's better than your preaching, brother.
那我要说什么
So how could I respond?
我还要说感谢赞美主
I have to say thank you, thank God and praise him.
但弟兄姊妹你知道吗
But you know, brothers and sisters,
当我儿子在我们教会讲道
You know, my son grew up in my church.
很多看着他长大的那些叔叔阿姨
Many uncles and aunties are actually witnessing his growth in church
聚会后跑来跟我说
After the meeting they would come to see me
Wow, 你儿子讲道真的讲得好
Your son's preaching is so good
比你还好
Indeed, it's better than yours
请问我嫉妒不嫉妒
Would I be jealous?
啊
Would I be jealous?
不嫉妒啊
Of course not, I won't be Nothing inside No feeling
为什么不嫉妒
Why?
我爱他嘛
Because I love my son.
是不是
Is that right?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters.
当你里面有嫉妒的时候
If there is jealousy inside.
那是告诉你你里面没有爱
It's telling you you don't have love inside.
你有爱
If you have love.
不管神怎么使用别人
No matter how God would use other people.
无论别人 神怎么样祝福别人
Or how God would bless other people.
你里面都欢喜。
You will be rejoicing inside.
你知道第一个到缅甸去做宣教士的人。
You know the first missionary who went to Burma.
在他坐船去缅甸的时候。
While he was on a boat towards Burma.
日记上他写了一段话。
In his diary, he wrote.
他说我求神赐给我一个灵。
I pray the Lord would give me a spirit.
那就是如果神能够大大的做一番的事情
If God is going to do mighty work
却没有使用我
But will not be using me without me
让我里面依然可以同样的欢喜快乐
Cause me to be rejoicing as if I have been involved
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这是一个里面有爱的人
This is someone truly with love inside
纷争
strife, quarreling.
纷争的反面是合一。
You know, the opposite of strife or quarreling is unity.
神的话很清楚地告诉我们。
The word of God is very clear here.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
By all means, we need to eagerly keep the unity in the Holy Spirit.
当我们没有竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心的时候
If we haven't been eagerly by all means keeping the unity of the Holy Spirit
我们就是一个制造纷争的人
We are the one who has been causing strife and quarreling
合一不是我们做出来的。
You know, unity is not from us.
合一是圣灵已经给每一个神的儿女的。
Unity has already been given by God to every child of God.
但是我们在乎吗？
But do we really care?
我们有竭力的去保守它吗？
Have we been making every effort to keep the unity?
当我们说的话，
The words we speak,
当我们做的事，
The actions we perform,
特别是当我们打着真理的招牌，
Especially under the banner of truth,
多少的时候，
So often,
我们是在那里制造纷争。
We are there to create quarreling.
一个有嫉妒、有纷争的人
，A man with jealousy and quarreling,
是一个 baby.
He's a baby, spiritual baby.
是一个属肉体的人
，A carnal Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
全世界的教会
，Churches throughout the world.
问题有千千百百种
thousands of problems facing up.
但是原因只有一种
Indeed, there's only one cause.
就是属肉体
They are carnal.
要知道
You need to know.
不爱主
You don't love the Lord.
不热心服事
You are not passionate about ministry.
这样的人不是问题
These are not the problem.
同意不同意
Do you agree?
所有给教会带来痛苦麻烦的
All those people who have been bringing lots of pain and troubles to the church
都是爱主
They are those who love the Lord
热心服事
Passionate in ministry
但是是满了肉体
But full of flesh
所以我们可以看这个不顺眼
So we can be unhappy about certain things.
我们可以对那个做法有意见
and dissatisfied with other issues.
我们有天大的本领
We are so powerful.
每一件事情我们都可以讲出一番道理来讲错在哪里
In all things you have encountered, you can be able, you'll be able to find fault.
这真实的证明我们是属肉体
If that's the case, it truly proves that you are of the flesh, carnal.
请注意。
Now pay attention.
属肉体的人并不一定就是道德上有缺陷的人。
Remember, people carnal or of the flesh, they might not be immoral.
他可能没有小三。
没有小三。
Doesn't have an affair.
Okay, maybe he hasn't got an affair with a woman.
也许他不会去偷钱
or he is not stealing any money.
但是他只要有嫉妒纷争
But as long as he has jealousy,
他就会给神的家带来极大的伤害和破坏
He will bring a lot of harm and damage to the house of God.
三章的末了
And at the end of chapter 3,
保罗说属肉体的人他有一个特点
Another characteristic,Of a carnal Christian,
是按照世人的样子行。
He behaves only in a human way.
你知道今天很多人做事情。
You know, nowadays many people as they work or as they act,
他们把教会变成社会。
They have treated the church as just a society.
今天外面社会怎么做决定？
How the world will make decision.
教会也怎么做决定
？The church will follow the pattern.
社会怎么样的去处理困难
？How a society will solve difficult problems?
教会也是同样的方法去处理困难。
The church will adopt the same technique.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
请记住
，Please remember，
教会和社会
，the church and the society and the world。
是两个完全不同的系统。
They are two totally different systems.
在教会的里面
，in the church，
一切必须按照神的话。
Must everything under the word of God？
一切必须是荣耀神。
Must be to glorify God？
一切必须是让圣灵来带领。
Must be everything under the headship of the Holy Spirit？
这个跟社会完全不同。
This is totally different from the world.
属肉体的人
carnal Christians
会想尽一切的办法
would by all means
要把教会变社会
would change the church like the world.
第四节告诉我们
and then verse 4 tells us
有的说我是属保罗的
when one says I follow Paul
有的说我是属亚波罗的
and another I follow Apollos
这岂不是你们和世人一样吗
are you not being merely human?
这什么意思
What does it mean?
世人永远都需要追随一些明星
Men of the world always would look to an image, an idol.
他永远要有一个英明的领袖
They must be pursuing a hero.
今天很多的教会
Nowadays many churches
不能没有这样的一个领袖
They cannot survive without such a leader.
没有他们也要制造出来一个
If they don't, they have to create someone.
但是在神的国中
But in the kingdom of God,
神的国中只有一个领袖
There's only one leader.
那就是耶稣基督
Jesus Christ only.
什么时候一个教会有一个人成为那个教会的中心
Whenever a church, you have one man being the center of the church.
那个人就是麻烦
The man will bring trouble
你注意到属肉体的人
You know, carnal Christians
他一定会去跟一些人扎堆
They always want to get along with certain groups of people
然后有另外一些人就会跟另外一些人扎堆
And then another group of people would get along and liaison with other groups
然后他们会说
And then they would say
我是属保罗的
I belong to Paul
另外就说我是属亚波罗的
And then the other would say I follow Apollos
当然还有人说是属基法
Some would say I follow Cephas
那么最了不起的人说我是属基督的
And the best Christians say I belong to Christ I follow Christ only
无论我们说什么
Whatever you say
我们其实在那里要标榜的不是保罗
Indeed we are not exalting Paul
也不是亚波罗
Nor Apollos
也不是基法
Nor Cephas
甚至于不是基督
Not even Christ
其实我们要标榜是我是 somebody
Indeed you are telling everyone I am somebody
所以我属于这一群人
Because of that I belong to this group or that group
听清楚吗
Are you listening?
这是属肉体的一个现象
This is a manifestation of being carnal
当保罗讲到这里的时候
So when Paul said this
在第五节他非常的冲动
In verse 5 Paul was so eager
以至于保罗说话都变得有一点不礼貌
So he actually changed his tone like very strong here
他说亚波罗算什么
What then is Apollos?
保罗算什么
What is Paul?
你如果懂英文
If you understand English
礼貌的说法
It's a courtesy way of speaking
应该是说 Who is Apollo?
It should be who is Apollos?
是亚波罗是谁呀、啊、
？So who is Apollos?
保罗是谁呀、啊、
？Who is Paul?
对吧
？Is that right?
他不是这样说的。
But Paul didn't say it like this.
如果你直译的话
，If you look into detail,
if you translate literally,
okay, literal translation would be
保罗是在说
，Paul is saying this.
亚波罗是什么东西呀、
啊、？What is Apollos?
What? 保罗是什么东西呀、
啊、？What is this Paul?
这是很不礼貌的
It is quite rude to say this
但是保罗里面真的是急啊
But Paul was so passionate about
他说他们不过
He said they were only
执事
Servants
你哪一个版本
ESV
ESV
servants
Translate into servants
Servants or NIV we can try、yeah.
Okay中文翻作执事
yeah, Chinese is minister
这个执事就跟圣经中其他讲到长老执事的执事希腊文是同一个字
In the original Greek that minister or servants are the same word as deacons in other scriptures
他们不过是执事
They are only ministers
但是问题是什么呢
But the problem is
今天教会里面一个执事啊
You know, in the church, a deacon in the church,
官是不大。
Well, it's something major.
It's not a big officer.
It's not a big office. Oh, yeah, not a big officer.
但是很多人还是觉得，哦，他是执事哦。
But people will still regard him that, oh, he is a deacon.
你知道有的教会还要拉票的呀。
You know, some church, they have to, like, win the vote to be a deacon.
因为他们是这个 election 嘛，是吧？
Because they all produce by election, general election.
不得了啊！
It's something very major.
所以一个人如果做了执事，
If I become a deacon one day,
然后有的人没有被选上哦。
If someone has been chosen as a deacon,
气哦。
Oh, if they cannot be chosen, they will be very upset.
气得不得了哦。
Become very angry.
这个教会太差了。
This church is so
unfair. 全是瞎眼的。
They all blind.
像我这么热心爱主的。
People like me so passionate about the Lord.
怎么会没有选我呢？
How could they not choose me?
所以香港有一个教会。
You know, in Hong Kong, there's a church.
他把他的亲戚朋友全部找来投票。
He grabs all his friends and relatives in order to vote for him.
结果就差一票。
Just one vote less.
没有当上执事。
Not able to become the deacon.
就带一批人离开这个教会。
So he carried a group of bunch of people to leave the church.
因为我们以为执事是一个 recognition, 是一个
地位。认可。
是认可我的这个人的努力和侍奉。
Because we think being a minister is a recognition of my ministry to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这执事这个字原文是什么意思吗？
You know what does it mean in the original Greek, the meaning of being a minister?
是主人在吃饭的时候。
You know, while the master is eating, having a meal,
有一个仆人是要站在旁边的。
A servant will be standing right next.
他要确定知道主人下一步需要什么。
He must in advance know what will be the next step of the master.
然后主人还没有开口。
Even before the master would utter a word.
他就要把它做好。
He would have to prepare it well.
去过海底捞的人吗？
Have you ever been to, 海底捞？
有没有去过？
Yeah.
去过哈。
Have you been? Yes.
有没有体会到一点点什么叫做执事？
You would have experienced the meaning of being a minister.
你的茶杯还没有喝完，
before you finish your cup of tea,
人家就给你补上了。
People will immediately fill your cup.
你想拿毛巾擦手，
you know you want to have a hanky to clean your hands,
马上毛巾就送上。
Immediately someone would serve you the handkerchief.
现在的英文，
Now in English
Modern day English.
In modern day English.
我们把它翻作 waiter.
We translate them as waiter.
但是今天你到很多餐厅那个 waiter, 他其实不 waiter.
You know, nowadays, so many waiters in restaurants, they no longer wait.
执事这个字，
the word minister,
就是是一个谦卑的仆人，
is a humble servant.
专心要满足主人的需要，
only concentrate in satisfying the Lord, the master.
我不知道今天多少人去选举的时候是想说，这个是我要干的事儿。
So I don't know how many who wants to be voted in would have this attitude.
还是很多人就想说，现在我以后就有一票决定教会的事情的权利。
Or someone able to vote, you always think, now I have the vote, I can determine the future of the church.
请记住。
Please remember.
亚波罗不是什么东西。
What is Apollos? Nothing.
保罗不是什么东西。
And what is Paul? Nothing.
他们是执事。
They are only ministers.
听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
他们是一个无用的仆人。
They are indeed useless servants.
他们做什么呢？
What did they do?
他们照主所赐给他们个人的。
They do according to what the Lord has assigned to them, the task.
引导你们相信。
And help you through to believe.
请注意。
Now, listen.
虽然他们的身份不过是一个仆人，
even though their identities are only servants,
然而他们在神的事工中却是蒙了神的拣选。
But in the word of God, they have been chosen.
神赐给他们这个机会。
God has given them the opportunity.
神使用他们 引导别人相信主。
God has used them to lead others to believe in Jesus.
我们一定要记住一件事。
Now we must remember this.
以基督为中心的侍奉。
God-centered ministry.
不只是要帮助一个 baby 可以长大。
It's not only to help a baby to grow.
以基督为侍奉的 以基督为中心的侍奉
God-centered, Christ-centered ministry
必须是要明白所有的侍奉是按照主的安排
Must understand all ministries are under the direction of the Lord
不是我们的野心
It's not your ambition
不是我们的意向
Or your vision
今天不知道有多少的教会
You know, so many churches now,
他们需要有 vision statement.
They have the vision statement.
讲到他们教会的意向是什么。
This is our church vision.
然后他们还要有他们的
mission.
Mission statement.
And they also have their mission statement.
他们的使命。
What their missions.
还要有他们的 strategy.
And then also strategy.
他们的战略。
And how are they going to work it out?
然后还需要有他们的 planning, 计划。
And also the planning forward.
好不好?
Are they good?
Oh, very good.
Very good.
全是属人的。
These are all of the world.
你如果有机会被时光隧道。
If you have time tunnel.
神把你送回到摩西带着以色列百姓在旷野的日子。
And God allowed you to be brought back to the time of Moses leading the people in the wilderness.
已经过了红海。
They have already gone past the Red Sea.
追兵已经全部干掉。
All finished, the enemies.
现在没问题了。
Now all problems solved.
我们可以去迦南了。
We can now enter into the land of Canaan.
结果你发现
Then you discover
怎么一住住几个月啊
How come we stay here for a few months?
旷野住几个月什么滋味啊
You know, to stay in the wilderness for a few months
因为你是现代人
Because we are now modern men
我们有很多头脑的
We all have this intelligence
所以我们忍无可忍了
Of course, we cannot wait any longer
我们去找摩西谈话
We will find for Moses and talk to him
摩西啊
Moses
神叫你带我们出来。
God has asked you to bring us here.
请问你，你的 vision 是什么？
Please tell me your vision statement.
你的 mission 是什么？
And what about the mission statement?
你的 strategy 是什么？
And your strategy.
你有什么计划？
On your plan.
我们下一步什么时候做什么事啊？
What should be our next step?
摩西这样子看你。
Moses will look at you.
再看一遍
And look again
他说我什么都没有
I don't have anything
那你怎么带领我们呢
Then how are you going to lead us
摩西说你没有看到那边有一个云吗
Moses will refer Do you see the cloud The pillar of cloud there
看到那个云没有
Can you see the pillar of cloud
很简单
Very simple
那个云什么时候走
Whenever the cloud would move
我们就走
It will be we moving.
那个云往东走，我们就往东走。
The cloud moves to the east, we follow to the east.
那个云往西走，我们就往西走。
To the west, we follow.
那个云不走，我们就不走。
The cloud stayed, we'll stay.
你如果在那个年代
，If you live in that generation,
你一定大大摇头。
You will be very upset.
这什么领袖
？What sort of a leader is Moses?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
今天教会就需要这样的领袖。
Today, our church would need such a leader.
一个领袖能够定睛在基督的身上。
The leader would only focus on Christ.
主说做什么，他才敢做什么。
Whatever the Lord would say, he dared to move.
这是属灵侍奉的一个重要原则。
This is an important principle of spiritual service ministry.
所有的侍奉
All ministries
是出于主
Must originate from God
是他给个人不同的机会
He assigned to each his task
不同的能力
Each to his strength
我栽种
I plant.
亚波罗浇灌。
Apollos water.
唯有神叫它生长。
But God made it grow. Only Him.
如果不栽种。
If I don't plant.
亚波罗拼命浇灌。
And Apollos keep on watering.
神可以叫它长吗？
Would God cause it to grow?
可以。
Yes.
长什么？
What would come out?
野草。
Only weeds.
对吧？
Is that right?
我种下来最好的东西。
And then I planted the best seed.
亚波罗不浇。
And Apollos doesn't water.
哇，神要叫它长也很累哦。
You know, can God grow it?Very difficult.
这一节有一个很重要的教训在这里告诉我。
A very important teaching from this verse.
神在一切的事工上。
In all his work, God.
神要人跟他合作。
Would ask man to cooperate with him.
你原谅我说一句很诚实的话。
Forgive me to say very honestly.
我们这些读尼陀生的书读太多的人。
People like us who have been reading too many books from Brother Watchman Nee.
我们有一个危险。
There is a danger.
我们动不动就说。
We very easily would say.
都交给主了。
We just commit to the Lord.
我们好好祷告。
We just pray. Go and pray.
神可以做的。
God can work it out.
真的神是可以做的。
Of course God can work it out.
但是你要知道。
But please remember.
神从一开始。
In the beginning, God,
神就立定了一个旨意。
God has already purposed one principle.
就是他所做的事。
Whatever he wants to do,
他要人与他一起做。
He wants men to cooperate, co-work with him.
你想想看。
Think.
你跟我今天要劝人信耶稣容易不容易？
Is it easy for you and I to persuade someone to believe in Jesus?
啊？
Is it easy?
不太容易吧。
It's not easy.
不容易啊。
Difficult.
这就是为什么我们如果看到一个人信主，哇，好高兴哦。
That's why whenever we see some unbelievers turning to the Lord, we are so joyful.
我们兴奋哦。
We're truly joyful.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神如果派一个天使去传福音容易吗？
Is it easy for God to send an angel to preach the gospel?
容易吧。
Is it easy?
对不对
？Very easy.
你稍微想象一下嘛。
Just imagine.
那些不信主的。
Those unbelievers.
晚上两点钟。
2 o'clock in midnight.
神派一个天使去看他。
God send an angel.
啪一个耳光。
Just wake up.
他一看
，and he's all.
头上有个军环。
There's a golden ring.
后面两个翅膀。
And 2 wings.
全身发光。
Flashing bright.
你猜他会怎么样
？You know what the man would respond?
已经赶快跪在地上了，对不对
？Immediately kneeled.
然后那个天使就跟他说
，And the angels would tell him.
为什么不信啊
？Do you believe?
三天以内就过去信啊。
In 3 days, you must go and believe.
你如果三天以内没有受洗
，And then if you don't be baptized in 3 days,
你长骨癌
，You will be in big trouble.You have bone cancer.
你们猜你今天认识那些福音朋友哪一个不信
？Think any of your unbelieving friends would they not believe?
我告诉你，一个个都乖的要死。
I'm sure all of them will immediately believe.
那请问各位啊
，Now let me ask you,
我们的主想不到这么高明的办法吗
？Does our Lord?Not know this will be the best easy way.
他当然想得到。
Of course God knows.
他为什么不做
？Why God doesn't do it this way?
因为他有一个目的。
Because he has a purpose.
他要人在他所做的一切的事情上与他配合。
He wants men to cooperate and co-work.
借着与神配合。
Because we are co-working with God.
神让这些人的生命能够长大。
And he growed us.In the process of co-working with us.
所以我们今天一定要记住这个最基本的真理。
So this is the very fundamental truth we must remember.
神什么都可以做。
God can do anything.
但是神不会违背他的旨意来做任何的东西。
God will not do things not in according to his own principle.
栽种的算不得什么。
So neither is the one who plants,
浇灌的也算不得什么。
Nor he who waters is anything,
只在那叫他生长的神。
But only God who makes things grow.
虽然算不得什么，
even though they are nothing,
但是却是极度的宝贵。
But they are very precious,
是不可缺少的。
It is, we cannot leave them alone.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose.
这很有意思啊。
Very interesting here.
今天我们在教会里面，
Today in church,
我们常常有一些很奇怪的观念。
Some often we have these very strange concepts.
我们认为做某一些侍奉，
We think certain ministry
很了不起，
is very important.
做有一些侍奉，
and other ministries.
那个是马大干的事。
These are just Martha's work.
我是没办法被派到了才去做的。
I really don't want to, but I have been assigned, so I have to do it.
或者是我实在很讨厌那个讲道的，我根本听不懂他讲什么，我还是到厨房去吧。
Or I just don't like the preacher. I don't understand. I might as well go to the kitchen.
我们哪里知道？
Do we really understand?
无论你做什么，
Whatever you do,
你只要是为主做的，
as long as it's for the Lord,
你在主里面是一样的重要。
You are of the same importance in the Lord.
神的家里面，
in God's household,
每一个侍奉，
every ministry,
是同样的重要，
are equally important.
你不要高举这个，
you don't exalt one particular ministry,
不要轻看另外一个，
or despise another one.
而且最稀奇的，
and one thing very amazing here,
他居然告诉我们，
it says here,
每一个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐，
each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
我们常常像一些像彼得，
we often like Peter.
你知道在主复活以后，
You know, after the Lord has been risen from the dead,
有一次在海边，
once along the seashore,
主还给他们准备了早餐，
Jesus has prepared breakfast for them.
还记得吗？
You remember the incident.
然后主还跟彼得讲了一番感动了好多人的话，
and Jesus was speaking with Peter a very touching conversation.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
哇，讲三次哦。
Three times.
你知道很多讲道的人都把这段圣经讲得感动得不得了。
You know, many preachers have been using this passage really delivering very touching messages.
因为里面又有 agape 又有 filio.
And then the word agape and filio denoting love.
哦，不得了，好有学问啊。
Really deep about love.
到最后，
at the end,
彼得老老实实地跟主说，
and then Peter honestly told Jesus,
主爱你，
I love you.
你知道我爱你，
you know I love you.
然后主也托付给他，
and then the Lord commissioned him.
你要照管我的小羊，
feed my lambs.
很好啊，
very good.
彼得很开心啊，
he's very happy.
然后主这是很不够意思啊，
you know what happened afterwards?
主怎么会告诉他一些坏消息呢？
All the good news now suddenly bad news to Peter.
彼得，我告诉你哦。
Peter, let me tell you something.
你年轻的时候走来走去 OK 的。
When you're young, you're just running around according to your own will.
你老的时候可很惨的。
But you know, when you're old, something terrible would happen to you.
人家要把你绑起来的。
People would tie your hands.
你去哪里都由不得你哦。
You are not allowed to do whatever you want.
哎，我觉得我们的神啊，真的是很，有的时候很让人泄气啊。
You know, often God allows us to be very despaired.
我的想象啊。
My imagination.
神给彼得这么大的托付，
God has commissioned Peter such an important duty.
主应该跟他说，
Jesus should have said this.
放心啊，
Don't worry.
你看我将来要给你什么样的荣耀，
How much glory I'm going to give it to you.
我给你多大的能力，
I'll give you all the mighty power.
你喜不喜欢听这种话？
Do you prefer to listen to these words?
那怎么讲这种话呢？
Why would Jesus told
me? 你年轻走来走去 OK 啊。
When you are young, you can go anywhere you like.
老的时候就由不得你了。
But then when you're old, you can't do that anymore.
你记不记得以赛亚也是这样子？
Remember Isaiah was the same.
他跑到圣殿去。
He went to the temple.
哇，耶和华的荣耀充满圣殿啊。
The glory of Jehovah filled the whole temple.
哇，他看到自己的败坏啊。
He saw his own corruptness.
哇，他说我是有祸了。
Woe to me.
啊，然后他的嘴唇被洁净，对不对
？Unclean lips being cleansed by the Lord. You remember that?
啊，然后说谁愿意为我去啊
？Who is willing to go?
啊，你有没有听到有些讲道人就拿那个来鼓励我们啊？要去努力啊
！We have so many preachers encouraging us to go with this passage.
其实那段圣经你如果读懂
，If you really understand that passage, Isaiah,
以赛亚一点都不是觉得自己很了不起啊。
Isaiah never felt himself very high.
Oh, 没有人，我去啊，主啊，我很厉害啊。
Oh, I can go, send me, I'm so good, ready.
不是。
It's not like that.
以赛亚是说，我可以去吗？
Indeed, Isaiah said, can I go?
我可以吗？我够吗？我够资格吗？
Am I really qualified to go?
然后主说，就选你了。
And the Lord said, yes, I'm choosing you.
那应该很开心了嘛，对吧？
He should be very happy then.
你要替我去讲话了，对不对
？You're going to speak for me.
你要去跟百姓讲很多话。
You're going to speak to the people for my sake.
这耶和华神啊，真会给人家泄气哦。
But God really frustrated Isaiah.
我先告诉你哦。
Let me tell you.
你去讲是可以讲的。
You can go and speak.
你尽量讲啊。
Try your best to tell people.
但是没有人会听你讲的。
But no one's going to listen to you.
你是白忙一场啊
！You'll be laboring in vain.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我问你
，Let me ask you，
主今天叫你做一个侍奉
，If God has commissioned something to you，
你明明知道这个做完了是什么都没有
，And then you know that after you labor， the fruit will be zero，
你很辛苦
，will be laboring a lot，
你要付很大的代价
，You paid a very high price，
但是最后。
And then
一无所成
，nothing, no result.
你干不干
？Will you still do it?
我是不太愿意干的。
I won't be that willing.
白忙啊
！In vain.
反正没用就不用去了。
Futile, useless. Why should I go?
你有没有看见
？But do you see?
我们常常是把侍奉的结果看着比侍奉的过程重要。
We often see the result of the ministry more important than the process of ministry.
Oh, 有结果、啊、
Look at the fruit, look at the result.
哦，兴奋啊
I'm so excited.
没有结果呢
If no result,、
不干了。不干了。
No, I don't want to do anymore. That's it.
但是弟兄姐妹
But brothers and sisters,
神在这里说
Here God says,
个人要照自己的功夫
Each according to its task,
得自己的奖赏
will be rewarded.
主在这里没有说
God doesn't say here.
个人要照着自己侍奉的成果
Each will be according to the fruit of the labor,
得个人的赏赐
be rewarded so.
看见了没有
Can you see the difference?
我们今天一直看重的都是结果
We focus so much on the results
我们却忘记了
And we forget
神所看重的是过程
God actually focus on the process
因为这个过程才能够让我们不再做 baby
It is during this process We no longer stay in babyhood
只有这个过程
Only during this process
能够破碎我们
We will be broken
能够彻底的改变我们
will totally change us,
能够让里面的基督长大
can grow the inner Christ inside
神对结果没兴趣
God is not so much interested in the result
因为结果是一个副产品
The result is only the byproduct
更何况有很多的结果是 man-made
Indeed many results are man-made
听明白吗
You understand?
有没有见过一些教会很兴旺
Have you seen some churches very prosperous?
什么意思
What does it mean?
就是人很多嘛
Just a number
我说什么叫人很多就兴旺呢
So how could you say numbers increase very prosperous. How do you equate?
耶和华见证人会的人一定比基督教多。
You know, Jehovah Witnesses, the number there must be more than Christian churches.
很多的教会人数绝对比不上他们的。
Many churches cannot compare their numbers to their churches.
你更比不上佛教。
Not to mention Buddhism.
什么叫兴旺？
So how do you define prosperous?
请记住。
Please remember.
神所看重的是在这个过程里面。
What God cares is during the process.
基督的品格。
The character of Christ.
能够有多少成型在我们的里面
？How much will be developed inside us？
我们所做的事工
，whatever ministry we are involving in，
成功
，success，
失败
，failure，
是次要
，these are secondary，
重要的
，the primary important thing，
我们是否忠心
？Is are we faithful？
重要的是在这个过程中。我们有没有长大
？Important thing is during the process, have we really grown and mature?
因为我们是与神同工的
，but we are God's fellow workers.
我们是与神同工的
，we are God's fellow workers.
什么叫同工
？What does it mean by being God's fellow workers?
什么叫同工
？God co-workers.
就跟神一起干活嘛。
You just co-work with God.
对吧
That's it.
现在世界杯足球队里面哪一个队你看起来最强
Which is your favorite World Cup team? Soccer.
阿根廷
Argentina.
西班牙
Spain.
英国
England.
随便你说哪一国
Whatever team, your favorite team.
有没有注意到每一个国里面每一个球队里面都有一个两个超级厉害的
Have you noticed that every team there will be a superhero inside the team
有没有
Is that right?
有哈
Always
好那我现在问你哈
Now let me ask you
假如有一天你跟几个朋友啊在一个足球场上玩足球啊
One day imagine you are playing soccer with your friends on the field
然后你最佩服的那个灵魂人物、啊、
And then your best most favorite soccer player
他出现了
Suddenly appear
然后跟你说
And then tell you
我可以参加你这队吗
Can I join your team、
啊、我们一起来跟那队打好不好
Let's join I will join your team and、play with you to fight the other team
你会说什么
What would you say Of course
Of course
Of course Please
为什么
Why?
为什么你说 of course?
Why would you say of course?
你知道赢定了嘛
Because certainly you will win.
对吧
Is that right?
你本来跟那个队在那边踢了个累了个半死那不一定赢的可能输了对不对
Originally you really no confidence, no assurance that you can win.
如果世界杯里面来一个厉害的一来你知道赢定了
But if the best player in the World Cup come and join you, of course you will win.
是不对
Is that right?
那弟兄姐妹
Now brothers and sisters
神借着保罗告诉我
God through Paul is telling us here
以神为中心的侍奉
God centered ministry
不是我们做什么
It's not what we shall be doing
是我们跟神一起做
But we only be God's fellow co-workers
我曾经有很多年的时间
For a long period of time
我有很多的机会跟中国家庭教会的领袖在一起
I have many opportunities to stay with many church leaders house churches in China
你知道国内家庭教会的这些领袖
You know these house church leaders in China
他们很不容易
It's not easy at all to survive
他们的压力很大
The pressures they are facing
他们要服侍的那个量很重
And the amount of work they are responsible very heavy
他们有的时候做到一个地步真的是命都不顾了
Sometimes they really didn't care about their life in order to continue
如果同工们同心
If the co-workers are of same mind
那还好
It would be better
好不容易当神的工作在那里大大推广的时候
is so aware that the word of God really multiply abundantly
魔鬼就有本领
And the enemy, Satan,
他一定搞几个同工就给你出来唱反调。
Certainly, almost for sure that field co-workers would voice opposite ideas.
这些服侍主的人。
And these serving brothers,
内外交集啊。
Pressurized from without and from within.
很痛苦。
Very painful.
所以我跟他们在一起的时候。
So as I was with them,
他们常常就会跟我诉苦。
They always would tell me the problems.
哎呀，同工也不长进。
The co-workers, they don't grow.
弟兄姐妹不爱主。
Brothers and sisters not loving Jesus.
那几个爱主的又专门给教会惹麻烦。
And those who love Jesus always cause troubles in the church.
他们真的很痛苦。
Really painful.
他们就受不了啊。
I really can't go on.
不知道怎么办啊。
I don't know what to do.
教会这个样子怎么得了啊。
How can the church be like this?
我常常就问他们。
And I often ask them this question.
我说，你是自己干还是跟耶稣一起干
？Do you do all this, or you are co-working with Jesus?
他们看我。
So he didn't understand. Look at me.
当然是为耶稣干了。
Of course, I do it all for Jesus.
我说等一下，等一下。
No, no, listen.
我没有问你是不是为耶稣干。
I'm asking for whom.
我问你是不是跟耶稣一起干。
But I'm asking you with whom. Are you with Jesus?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
与神同工。
Be God's fellow co-workers.
给我们有两方面重要的意义。
There are two very important meanings.
第一方面。
One.
我们应该是极度的安息。
We should be extremely restful.
因为所有的重担都在主身上。
Because God has already taken all the burden.
你如果跟那个世界足球杯的灵魂人物一起踢
If you are in the team of the best soccer player,
你很轻松啊。
You feel very restful.
其实你跑不跑都一样啊。
Indeed, you don't even need to run around. The same result would come.
所有的重担在他身上，对不对？
Because he is the one responsible.
人家都会围攻他的。
People will just tackle him.
对不对？
Is that right?
你现在跟主同工。
Now you are God's fellow co-worker.
请问这些侍奉是主在挑担子，还是你在挑担子？
Ask yourself, is it you or the Lord taking the burden?
所以我从来不准弟兄姐妹叫我负责弟兄的。
So I always forbid brothers and sisters.Call us responsible brothers.
因为我说我负不了责、
Because I cannot be responsible.
只有耶稣负得了责、
Only Jesus is responsible.
你叫我哥哥我 OK 的。
It's okay you call me 刘哥。
因为圣经中的 elder.
Because in the Bible, elders.
就是哥哥嘛。
It's just elder brother.
所以你叫我哥哥 I'm okay.
It's okay you call me elder brother.
千万不要叫我负责、
Don't call me responsible brother.
我没那个本事、
I read not capable.
我说还好有耶稣、
It's good that I have Jesus.
所以我们可以很轻松。
So we can be very restful.
你永远不要忘记。
Never forget.
圣经里面第一次讲到教会。
The first time when the church is mentioned in the Bible.
是主耶稣的口说出来的。
It is from the word, the mouth of Jesus.
他说我要建造。我的教会
I will build my church.
光这几个字
These few words.
你就可以讲一篇道
You can share a sermon.
教会的建造永远是主在做不是人在做
It is always the Lord building his own church, not man.
建造出来的
And the result of the building.
是主造的
It is from the Lord.
就是主的教会
If it is from the Lord, it is His church.
你造的。
If it is from you,
就是你的教会。
It is your church.
你的教会不会存到永远。
Your church will never last.
你的教会经不起阴间权势的攻击。
Your church cannot prevail against the devil, Hades.
但是他的教会。
But Jesus' church.
世界上没有任何的能力可以对抗。
Nothing can prevail against.
你我的一生极为短暂。
Whatever we want to try to build in our lives.
你要把你的一生摆在哪里?
Now, where would you invest your whole life in?
你要建造你的王国吗?
Are you building your own empire?
还是你要跟耶稣同工?
Or you want to be co-worker of Jesus?
因为跟他同工。
Because you are co-working with Jesus.
你很轻松啊。
You should be very restful.
他说做什么你就做什么。
You just follow him, whatever he asks you to do.
他给你多少你就做多少。
Whatever portion he's given you, just do.
他不会要求你做超过你可以做的。
He will not demand things that he hasn't demanded or over-demanded you.
他是一个好的主。
He is a good Lord.
他不会为难我们的。
He will not hard press us.
所以跟他同工的人是天下最轻松的人。
You know, co-workers of Jesus is the most restful servant in the world.
跟我当年一起在青年团契的。
You know, those who are serving together with me in the youth group.
还有我一些在念大学时候认识的一些基督徒。
And some Christians which I knew in my university time.
有不少位是在牧养教会。
Many of them are already shepherding, pastoring churches.
但是他们每次看到我,
But every time when they see me,
他们都要问我一个问题,
they will ask me one question.
他说, 你也在牧会,
You are also pastoring a church.
我也在牧会,
I'm also a pastor.
为什么我这么累?
How come I feel so tired?
你为什么这么轻松?
How come you are so easy?
我说, 因为我跟你不一样。
I told him, because I'm different from you.
他说怎么不一样呢?
What's the difference?
我说你是牧人。
Because you are the pastor or shepherd.
你要牧养羊。
You are to shepherd the sheep.
我不是牧人。
I'm not a shepherd.
我是老羊。
I'm the old sheep.
我是老羊带小羊。
I'm the old sheep bringing along the young sheep.
我们有一个 shepherd.
But we have one great shepherd.
Amen.
Amen.
所以做主的同工真轻松啊。
So to be God's co-worker, fellow worker should be very restful.
同样的，因为你跟主同工。
And because you are co-working with God.
请你记住。
Remember.
既然跟他同工。
Since you are co-working with God.
他就要跟我们算账。
We need to be accountable to him.
你们有没有做过 跟人合伙做生意?
Have you ever been partnering with someone for business?
如果有的人你心里就知道一件事。
But some certain partners, you immediately would know.
合伙做生意,亲兄弟要明算账。
You know, in partnership, there will be a very strict agreement.
你该做什么?
You need to do this.
我该做什么?
And I will be doing that.
如果你是跟主同工
But if you're co-working with Jesus,
你不可以懒惰。
You cannot be lazy.
他不会要求你做太多。
He will not over-demand you.
但他要求你的，他要求你要忠心。
But whatever he demands, you must be faithful.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
以神为中心的侍奉
God-centered ministry
就必须建立在这些原则上
must be based on these principles.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们把这一点点的话就交在你的手上。
Dear Lord, we commit these words to your hand.
你知道人的话有何多少的缺陷。
You know men's words are deficient.
但是你的话是全备的。
But your word is perfect.
就求圣灵用着你自己的话。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will use your own word.
祝福你自己的百姓。
Bless your own people.
荣耀你自己的名。
Glorify your own name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.